This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morrell. Police say they will look into any new leads in the 2001 slaying of a newspaper sports editor after one of the men originally convicted had his case overturned and was freed. The Columbia Police Department issued a written statement today saying it respects an appeals court decision that reversed the murder and robbery convictions of Ryan Ferguson and the killing of Columbia Daily Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt. The police department says it will follow up on any new information that is brought to its attention. Ferguson was freed last night after the Missouri Attorney General decided not to retry him. Chuck Erickson remains in prison after pleading guilty to Heitholt's murder. Erickson originally testified against Ferguson, but later recanted. Ferguson says neither one of them killed Heitholt. A Northeast Missouri community has agreed to pay $95,000 to end its involvement in a lawsuit filed by investors in a failed artificial sweetener plant. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Moberly and the Moberly Industrial Development Authority have settled a lawsuit filed by shelter insurance companies and other MamTech investors. The city filed notice of the deal with the Missouri Supreme Court this week and asked it to dismiss a pending case to determine whether the city could be forced to take part in the suit. MamTech defaulted in August 2011, a year after persuading Moberly leaders to issue $39 million in bonds with the promise of more than 600 jobs. MamTech's claims also prompted state leaders to authorize up to $17.6 million in tax credits and incentives. The University of Missouri plans to use a $1 million gift to fund academic scholarships for military veterans. The university announced today that it received the estate commitment from donors who wanted to remain anonymous. The donors did not attend the university, but want the gift to honor Colonel Dwight Shanup, a native of Versailles who fought in World War II for almost the entire conflict. Shanup died in a military plane crash shortly after the war. MU officials say in a news release the donors cited the university's full-service veterans center, its academic reputation, particularly its journalism schools, and Midwestern values. A Missouri teenager who pleaded guilty to killing her 9-year-old neighbor wants the pleas to be vacated, corrected, or set aside. Alyssa Bustamante pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and armed criminal action for the October 2009 killing of Elizabeth Olton in St. Martin's, just west of Jefferson City. Bustamante was 15 years old at the time. Bustamante's attorney says the teen's due process rights were violated and that she faced cruel and unusual punishment. The lawyer also asserts Bustamante's public defenders were not effective. A hearing was scheduled for Friday in Jefferson City. Bustamante was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole and ordered to serve a consecutive 30-year term for armed criminal action. Initially, she was charged with first-degree murder, which carries a sentence of life without parole. Missouri utility regulators have signed off on an agreement involving Ameren Missouri over solar rebates. Ameren Missouri asked the Public Service Commission last month for permission to suspend payment of the rebates. The agreement approved today calls for the utility to continue the rebates up to a maximum of nearly $92 million. Ameren had paid nearly $22 million from August 2012 through October of this year. Other parties to the agreement included the Missouri Solar Energy Industries Association and the state office that represents utility customers before the commission. A 2008 voter-approved law requires investor-owned utilities to derive a certain percentage of their electric generation from renewable resources. It caps rate increases derived from that measure at 1%. A Republican-led Senate committee considering changes to Missouri's Medicaid program has rejected a Democratic proposal in support of expanded eligibility. The decision by the Senate Interim Committee on Medicaid Transformation and Reform dealt with what recommendations to include in a report in advance for the 2014 session. Earlier today, Democrats walked out of the committee while it considered other recommendations for changing Medicaid. But the outcome mirrored the numerous other votes taken earlier in this year when Democrats repeatedly sought to expand Medicaid eligibility for low-income adults, while Republicans repeatedly rejected it. Missouri could get additional federal money under the new federal health care law if it expands Medicaid, but many Republican lawmakers have said they first want to revamp the Medicaid program before considering whether to enlarge it. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.